Dads on the air, we're here cause we care. We ask all the questions that others don't dare. We're dads on the air. We're dads on the air.
And welcome back to Dads on the Air, coming to you around Australia on the Community Radio Network from the studios of Fine Music 102.5. In this program, we bring you informing and entertaining conversations with a wide range of interesting people on topics of fatherhood, men's and boys' issues. Hi, I'm Bill Cable, and in the studio with me today is Ken Thompson.
Hi, Bill, and hi to everyone listening.
And our guest today is Tyrell Moore. Tyrell is a youth justice worker, and he's the founder and president of Soul Fathers United, Inc. Soul Fathers United is providing valuable services to people in Victoria, and we're going to hear a bit more about what they do and a bit more about Tyrell. So, Tyrell, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
So, Tyrell, you found yourself being a single dad when your daughter was two. And I think you worked out very quickly that you needed support, but what did you find when you went looking for that support?
Well, originally, mate, I contacted all the domestic violence shelters and they knocked me back. They turned around and said, sorry, we can't help you because you're a male, even though, you know, because of the circumstances, if I was a female, I would have been accepted into one. Yeah, one of them actually turned around and said to me that I can't accept you, but, you know, you can drop your daughter off if you want, which, you know, that wasn't going to happen.
And they couldn't direct you to anywhere else that might be able to help you?
So they directed me to Men's Line, and even though they provide a great service, they don't provide the practical support needed like a welfare worker would, which many of these shelters actually provide.
So I suppose you did the usual step. You thought, well, if no one else is doing it, I better do it myself.
Pretty much. A year after finding myself as a single full-time dad, I spoke to a number of fathers, and they were asking me how I'd done it. And luckily enough, I had a number of single mums that were able to direct me to the necessary services and things that could be provided that weren't gender-specific. So I decided to actually start up an organisation to help fathers help themselves, pretty much, sharing stories and knowledge.
What do you think were the main areas where these dads needed the support?
When it comes down to raising children by yourself as a father, you need to look at the fathers that are in relationships. 93% of fathers in relationships work. You've got one third of men work between 40 and 49 hours a week or 50 hours plus. So, that time with the children and building those relationships and building the life skill sets that are needed to raise children aren't being engaged into by the fathers.
You're talking about when perhaps the marriages are still intact.
That's correct, yes. Unfortunately, a lot of mothers don't return back to work. I think 69% of mothers work when they're in the relationships with their partners with children. So a vast number of fathers have to work those extra hours to be able to provide a standard of living for their families, which unfortunately restricts the relationship.
If the marriage does fall apart, they suddenly find that they don't have all those personal relational skills that they might have developed if they'd been at home all that time.
That's correct, yes.
In particular, what are you talking about? I think you do a lot of work, say, with cooking. Is that's one of the important things?
Oh, most definitely. Teaching fathers additional meals that the children are going to enjoy. There's nothing worse than having the same 7-day rotation of dinners. It gets quite tedious after a while. The social isolation factor as well comes into it. Between 2006 and 2011, there were 77% of single fathers raising children by themselves working, and that dropped down to 70% by 2011, which is quite a significant drop, especially when single mothers with their children rose from 54% to 57%. Mm-hmm. So, obviously the supports aren't out there to be able to actually help these fathers manage themselves and their families, and, to be able to provide the best for their children.
More fathers seem to be granted custody these days than perhaps they were 10 years ago. Is that your experience?
Yeah, well, if you look at the stats from 2006, there was about 86,000 fathers raising children by themselves. By 2011, that rose to 158,688, and that was at 17.6%. It's estimated this year, with a growth of 14% per year, there would be 260,000 fathers raising children by themselves in Australia.
And from what you're saying, you know, a significant proportion of those are going to need some help in areas such as cooking, and I'm sure there are some other areas as well.
Yeah, that's correct. It's, you know, our programs that we've run in the past are primarily based to build those relationships and strengthen those relationships between the fathers and the children with the cooking classes, support groups, and with the fitness classes as well.
And it's not just between the fathers and the children. I'm sure there's the social element between the fathers where they can sort of compare notes and see what other fathers are doing right and what other fathers are doing wrong.
Well, that's it. You know, that's the, you know, because of the social isolation of raising children by yourself, it's important for the children to actually realise that they're not different because they're being raised by their fathers. Also for the fathers to be able to actually converse with other men in the same situation as themselves, to be able to discuss the finer details of parenting and what issues may be arising with their children and other ideas from fathers that, you know, they may not have thought of.
So do you work with other groups? I'm thinking in particular of, say, Dads in Distress. They perhaps operate in a similar area?
But their primary focus, to my understanding, is surrounding fathers that have limited access to the children or don't have access at all. They're doing some great work in that area, but, you know, with our focus, it's primarily on the fathers that do have their children in the care. And, you know, fathers that want to be able to engage with their children, all of our programs are actually catered to include the children. So we have people looking after the kids while the fathers are maybe with professional guest speakers at our father support group, and carers for the children while they're actually at the cooking classes. While the fathers are cooking, children are being engaged, and then we all sit down together and actually enjoy a meal.
And what are the problems that the fathers talk about? I mean, we've talked about cooking. Are there other ones that seem to come up all the time?
It'll be pretty much the same as what would happen with single mothers, or has been happening with single mothers over the last 50, 60 years. You know, it's about social isolation. You know, the pressures of being a single parent and trying to manage your time effectively, the financial impacts of being a single parent, either working or not working, it's very difficult to manage everything.
Yes, without that support, you know, you can't just sort of hand the child over to the other parent and go and cool out for a while, can you? It's constant.
That's correct. You know, unfortunately, you know, in many cases, you know, it's like that. We can't just contact the other parents, even though we all wish we could. We all wish that, you know, they were playing a more positive role within the family.
Doesn't always happen. And we're speaking with Tyrell Moore, who is the founder and president of Soul Fathers United, Inc. We're going to take a short break, but you've picked a song for us. I wonder if you could tell us the song you picked and why you picked it.
Yeah, Sweet Child of Mine, and it's been something that, you know, makes me think about my little girl every time I hear it. Yeah, it's just very, very personal.
For everyone else who doesn't relate in that way, it's a great guitar solo. So this is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
We're back with Dads on the Air.
And that was Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. And we're speaking today with Tyrell Moore, who is the founder and president of Soul Fathers United, Inc. So, Tyrell, we were just talking about some of the main issues where the dads, the single dads who are trying to raise children on their own, where they might need support. How did you get the word out to dads that your services were available?
Pretty much through, you know, the local services around the north of Melbourne. We had an opportunity a couple of years ago now to be on A Current Affair, which aired, if I remember correctly, on the 1st of July 2013. Once that aired, we got over 60 requests for branches to be able to, well, to be opened up in various states and cities, towns around Australia.
Oh.
Unfortunately, because the limited amount of, or the limited skill set of many of our members, you know, it's difficult to actually open up those branches.
Yes, you've had a lot of press. You've been in the Northern Leader, as you mentioned, Current Affair. You've been in quite a few other publications, Northern Star Weekly, Plenty Valley FM. You've had a radio interview. So there's a fair bit of publicity over time, and you've also been named a Father of the Year, I think, for the region.
Yeah, that was for the local community, Father of the Year through the YMCA,
yep.
Which was a very, very humbling experience.
Look, congratulations on that. Ken Thompson here was Father of the Year in Netherlands, so you've
yeah,
got...
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It was a great honour.
How many dads are there, do you think, they're getting assistance through your program at the moment?
It varies from week to week. At the moment, because of lack of funding, we've just had to cut down or scale down to our welfare service, and each week it varies. We have dads calling up that are homeless with their children, calling up because of issues with the courts, personal issues as well. So it's really difficult to actually, you know, put a number on it, but yeah, I do spend a significant amount of time on the phone and doing welfare calls as well.
And I guess there's a certain amount of frustration with the amount of finance you've been able to get for your work.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm hoping that, you know, with a recent correspondence with Fiona Richardson, one of the ministers for the state of Victoria, we'll be able to get some funding soon and open up an actual domestic violence shelter for fathers and their children, just to ensure that they're in a safe place.
Because at the moment there are no domestic violence shelters for men in Victoria, is that correct?
That's correct. There are shelters for men. There are shelters for women, but there's nothing specifically that caters for fathers and their children.
And I can imagine the reception a father would get if he did approach a domestic violence shelter seeking assistance. I think he'd probably be directed somewhere else, wouldn't he?
Usually 9 times out of 10 to Men's Line.
Mm.
And they tend to refer back towards Soul Fathers United. And you know, the only thing that we can do currently is contact, you know, various service providers, like the Salvation Army and, you know, and other providers, to see about getting a few nights shelter for the fathers in a hotel or something like that. But there's no, I guess, temporary or emergency accommodation specifically catered for fathers and their children.
Yes, it's a scandal, really. You hear a lot of complaints about the reduction in shelter, number of shelters for women, but when people realise there are none for men, it's an extraordinary situation, because we know it's there. We know that domestic violence does affect men in our community.
Very true. I had one of the federal ministers respond to me by letter and specified that they get all their statistics off the Australian Bureau of Statistics Personal Safety Survey of 2012, and that there was no need really for men's shelter. So I decided to have a read through that document and found that in 2012, 119,600 men and 237,100 women experienced physical violence from a current or former partner, and that 27.6% of women and 25.2% of men had actually experienced emotional abuse within that 12 months before the survey.
Yes.
Unfortunately, there's funding in Victoria for pets fleeing domestic violence, but doing it all for fathers.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, isn't it? Imagine if the whales were being treated like this, there'd be an outcry.
Well, the unfortunate part is these children are missing out.
Mm.
It's not about, you know, it's not just about the fathers, but it's more specifically that these children are missing out because they're living with the wrong gender parent.
Mm. Yep.
You know, and that's really unfortunate that, you know, these children aren't being, you know, supported, right, by their parents being supported because of their gender.
Yes. And now in your program, you open it to all dads. There's like anyone that needs your help. You're prepared to open the door. Is that correct?
That's correct. We decided to change our definition of a sole father to be any father whose sole priority is the safety and well-being of the children.
Mm.
So we could engage with more fathers, whether they're in relationships with the mother of the children, and just want to utilise the services to be able to build and strengthen their bonds with their children and provide memories for reflection for those children when they're adults. Because at the end of the day, we learn how to parent from our parents, and by reflection from our own experiences growing up, we take the good, we utilise those with our children, we reflect on the negative and go, well, where can we improve upon that?
And at your meetings, I think you often get professionals to come and speak to you, I guess psychologists, family workers, all sorts of experts in different areas?
That's correct. We've had multitudes of people. We've done first aid courses for children and their fathers as well, because a lot of the fathers are raising young children, you know, that aren't even in primary school yet. So if there is something that does happen to dad, the kids know who to call, what to say, you know, how to try and get their dad to respond to them. And we've had nutritionists in, counsellors, psychologists, the whole lot. At the end of the day, it's about learning the best or getting the most amount of advice and knowledge to be able to best care for our children.
Yeah, it can't be much. It's more important than that. Mm. And how often are your meetings held, Tyrell?
Oh, unfortunately, as I said before, we've had to suspend all of our programs because of the lack of funding out there. Yeah, if there were people that were happy to volunteer and, you know, assist us in actually with the grant applications and finding grants, would be extremely appreciative to be able to actually provide the services again. We were holding the Father's Cooking Class once a month. We were hoping to get a children's or introduction to cooking for children class going. We were looking at relationship and bonding camps as well. Our father support group was being held twice a month, and our fitness classes were occurring once a month as well. But unfortunately, because of lack of funding available, it's been very difficult.
Well, we can only hope that the government recognises the good work you're doing, and perhaps people in the general community might also be able to help. What's actually your website, Tyrell, if people want to find out more about it?
Yes, simply www.soleFathersUnited.org.au. We have a contact page on there where, you know, it comes through to our email, and we can respond as soon as possible to the emails.
Well, that's great, and we'll have all that contact information on the Dads on the Air website as well. So we've run out of time talking about all this great work you're doing, Tyrell, but I wanted to thank you very much for being on the program, and you've picked another song for us. So I wonder if you could tell us about that.
Yes. In recent years, the definition of men have been changing and trying to actually find our footing in a new modern world. It's extremely difficult. And I heard this song only a few weeks ago, and there was a couple of lines in it that really, you know, hit home.
And the song is Real Men by Joe Jackson. So we'll listen to Joe singing this song right now.
Boys that always grew up better men than me and you. a man now? What's a man mean? Is he rough or is he rugged? Is he cultural and clean? Now it's all changed. It's got to change more, 'cause we think it's getting better, but nobody's really sure. And so it goes, go round again, but now and then we wonder who the real men are. Whoa, 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 whoa. See the nice boys dancing in pairs, golden earring, golden tan, and blow waving the hair. Short arrow straight, straight as a line. All the gays are macho, can't you see the leather shine? You don't wanna sound dumb, don't want to offend, so don't call me a faggot, not unless you are a friend. Change plan, don't know how to treat a lady, don't know how to be a man. Time to admit what you call defeat, 'cause there's women running past you now and you just drag your feet. Man makes a gun, man goes to war, man can kill and man can drink and man can take a whore. Kill all the blacks, kill all reds, and if there's war between the sexes, then there'll be no people left. And so it goes, go round again, but now and then we wonder who the real men are. Whoa, 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 whoa.
And that was Real Men by Joe Jackson, the choice of song made by our guest today, Tyrell Moore. Tyrell, thank you for being on the program. We'd love to hear from any of our listeners, so you can go to our website, dadsontheair.com.au, and send us an email and we'll be in touch. So if you'd like to listen to this show again or any of our shows, go to our website, once again, dadsontheair.com.au, and we'll have all the links available to the programs provided by Tyrell Moore under Soul Fathers United. So, so thanks again, Tyrell.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Okay, we'll be back next week with another show, but for now, that's it from Dads on the Air.